From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump is off on a 17-day vacation at his golf resort in central New Jersey. Trump departed Friday, hoping to leave behind the Washington turmoil that has largely engulfed his presidency in recent weeks. On Thursday, Trump held a campaign-style rally in West Virginia and lashed out at the ongoing Russia investigation.
They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want with a fake story that is demeaning to all of us, and most importantly, demeaning to our country and demeaning to our Constitution.
Trump's rally was held in the wake of reports that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has convened a grand jury to hear evidence in the Russia probe. Former Georgian leader Mikhail Saakashvili, who last week was stripped of his adoptive Ukrainian citizenship, turned up without notice in Poland, where he stands at risk of being deported to Georgia to face criminal charges that he says are politically motivated. He says he wants to be allowed back into Ukraine so he can fight to have his Ukrainian citizenship restored. It was revoked in July by Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, reportedly on the grounds that Saakashvili failed to mention there was a criminal case against him in Georgia. It's not immediately clear why he chose to travel to Poland. The United States Navy has suspended its search for a sailor believed to have fallen overboard during operations in the South China Sea. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis told reporters on Friday that the search operations, which also involved Japanese and Chinese vessels, had ceased earlier in the day. This is VOA News. Opposition supporters gathered in the east of Caracas to protest the installation of a constituent assembly on Friday. Some of those gathered set fire to a street barricade, while others set about preparing Molotov cocktails for possible confrontations with members of Venezuela's National Guard. Opposition lawmaker William Davila encouraged his fellow opposition supporters to stay in the streets.
I believe that we must continue fighting, stay in the street, continue with the fighting spirit, and above all else, there must be a lot of self-discipline in the organization of the opposition.
The 545 delegates to Venezuela's much-questioned Constituent Assembly have gotten to work and in their first act of business selected former Foreign Minister Delcy Rodriguez to head the body charged with rewriting the country's political charter. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson embarked on his first official trip to Southeast Asia this week. He heads to the Philippines and the ASEAN 2017 summit. Cindy Sain has the story.
After a stern warning from China, Vietnam called off the permission to an energy company to drill for gas in the South China Sea. It is the latest chapter in the ongoing dispute over the world's most contested waterway that is believed to be rich in resources. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations are expected to endorse the framework of a code of conduct on the South China Sea as they gather in Manila. While the framework commits to cooperation over confrontation, it is also seen as bending to China's influence since it is not legally binding. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson wants to work with China on differences without leading to open conflict. Among them is stepping up pressure against North Korea. Cindy Sain in Washington.
The United States is seeking the quick adoption of a UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed that the rogue nation may now have the capacity to bring the U.S. mainland and much of Europe into its crosshairs. Preliminary results from Rwanda's election show the longtime president with a strong lead against his two challengers. Rwanda's Electoral Commission is releasing the results from about 20% of the total votes cast, but provisional results will be announced on Saturday afternoon. President Kagame has led the East African nation of about 12 million people since the end of its genocide in 1994. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.